Blog Talk Radio.
Today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at letstalk@gmail.com. Now, as we always do, we're going to go ahead and talk about the NBA playoffs for a moment. And last night, the Miami Heat, well, they forced a game seven because they beat the Celtics last night, 98-79. You know, LeBron James, he finally showed up for a game, scored 45 points, whoop-dee-doo. Oh, well. Well, you know what? That's glad it does. I'm happy for him. Now, with that being said, stop calling that man King James because he's the king of nothing but choke, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. He is not King James. He's a normal basketball player who shows up every now and then. He ain't that great, y'all. I'm just saying. Maybe we should call him the Kiva Choke. But anyway, the Heat forced game seven. So the Eastern Conference Championship is going to be settled Saturday night in Miami. I'm still saying Boston's going to take it. I told y'all Boston is seven. Better listen to what I'm telling you now. Then maybe all LeBron are going back to Cleveland and start over again. Because he ain't going to win the championship this year either. Oh, well. It's okay. He'll be all right. Now, let's get to the fun Friday. You know, there's a lot of things been happening this past week in the news, and, you know, I've been following it pretty good. So, yeah, we about to get started on some things going on that need to be corrected. Just a little bit. My first thing I want to talk about is a couple of mothers out there this week. And, you know, mothers, I applaud y'all because y'all the bomb. Y'all really are. Now, there's a mother that was arrested for choking a little boy in the mall that had been bullying her daughter. Well, guess what? Kudos to the mom. Yeah, I said it. I'm happy she choked the heck out of him. She should have choked him until unconsciousness. God damn it, I'm tired of hearing about bullying and what they're doing this and what we doing that and we can't do this and we can't do that. Well, you know what? The mother tried doing the right thing. She tried calling the police. Police didn't do nothing. So she went to the mall with her daughter and the little boy happened to be there. She said something to him politely, and he mouthed off to her. So, yeah, choke him. Beat him down. You know, let him know. He may be thinking of bullying, but there's bigger people out there than you that can do more damage than you can do to them. That's right. I said it. Way to go, Mom. Protect your children. You know, and that's something we need to think about. You know, we watch shows on like Madea, you know, and she's out there choking, you know, she's on the bus beating up kids on the bus, and we laugh and giggle about it. But when a mother does it for real, you know, we got a problem with that. Well, you know what? Good going, Mom. You should have choked him. He deserved it. Now, moving on to the next mother. We had a mother who got arrested for cheering for her daughter at the graduation. Now, I understand the logic behind some of it. You know, your children going to college, and not just your child, but other children going and getting their diplomas. You know, and they want you kind of to, be, you know, keep your cheering low so everybody can go across and, you know, be through with it. But really, to arrest a woman because she cheered for her daughter? You don't know what that lady went through with that child? And what point in the course of her school career, she may not realize that that child may have been on the verge of not graduating at all. So to watch her daughter go across that stage was probably something major and a happy moment for her. So let her get her chill, and I'm sure she wasn't the only one cheering. But she was the one that got arrested. Really? Really? Sometimes, you know, I really think we're taking a lot of stuff, you know, out of context. You know, we too stuck on this political correctness crap. Let that woman cheer for her daughter. The daughter earned it. The mom earned it. So leave her alone. Leave her alone. Now, if you want to go ahead and arrest somebody for doing something crazy, won't you go in and arrest Rush Limbaugh? You know, that's the only man I know in the United States can call the president of the United States a thug and nothing happens to him. You want to arrest somebody? Go and arrest him. Leave the moms alone cheering for the children. Good Lord. I know when my son go across the stage, hey, I'm going to be blowing horns. I'm sorry. And I dare you to arrest me because it ain't happening. So with that being said, kudos to that mom too. Get your children on. You deserve it. Now, before we go and laugh and giggle and talk about a couple of more things, you know, there's a new drug out there, y'all, and it's called Cloud9. Now, apparently, this drug is a little bit stronger than bath salt. Well, it's a little stronger than ecstasy, you know, and sold over the counter as bath salts. Well, this drug apparently causes hallucinations and makes the user act like cannibals. For those that don't know what a cannibal is, they make you want to eat people. You know, and you know, the effects are even just worse when you mix it with alcohol or other drugs like marijuana, cocaine, whatever. You know, it intensifies the hallucination. Well, you know what? I got a theory for that, too. Since we got this problem all of a sudden, I tell you what we should do with these people. What we should do, put them all in a plane, send them over to Afghanistan, give them all the bath salts and marijuana they want, and turn their butts loose on the Taliban. Now, I said it. Turn loose on the Taliban. You know what? Let them go in the mountains and eat up on them a little bit. Those terroristic asses. That's right. It's Fun Friday. I'm letting it all loose. Let them go. Hopefully, they do enough damage to where we can bring our soldiers home. That's what I said. You know, but it's a shame. Bath salts, y'all? First it was the little detergent thing. Now it's bath salts. Now, who sit around and think of stuff like this? No, if they're that smart to do it to our own people out here on the street every day, send them behind over there in the war zone. Let them create some stuff over there. So our soldiers won't continue to die over bull crap. That's what I'm saying. If you don't like it, oh well. But that's what they should do. But watch your kids, you know, if they ain't going in stores and stuff, buying stuff, make sure you pay attention to what they're buying, okay? Now, once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, moving on along on Fun Friday. Here we go, y'all. Now, there's a group of young men, and I use the term men loosely, you know, that apparently are threatening to sue Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority because they would not let them into their sorority. All right, now, the group is called MIAKA. I can't really heck the letter AKAs, I guess. They're all homosexuals, but they are claiming discrimination. Because AKA's sorority is refusing to let them in. I wonder why. I wouldn't let them behind them either. You know, AKA is one of the oldest sororities we have that African women have. You know, why are you trying to get into it? You ain't got no business trying to get into it. You are men. You are boys. not women. Just because you like penis does not qualify you to be a part of the AKA sorority. You have a penis too. No, if you want to be a part of something that bad, well, you know what? Petition the sorority or fraternity, the authorities or whoever, and start your own freaking facility. But leave them AKAs alone. No, they have their tradition, and I don't blame them. I don't want your behinds coming in with all that drama anyway. Your boys, Damon, your boys, not girls. Start your own. Good Lord. You want to go in there and bother our sisters? Leave our sisters alone. They ain't bothering you. Now, are they? No, maybe we should send you over there in Afghanistan, give you some bath salts, and then you go over there and do what you want to do. Yeah, it's hard and heavy today on Fun Friday, y'all. I'm not going to tell you no feels. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you want to sit in the chat with me a little bit? I got my chat window open. Just send me a little message, and we can chat that way also. Now, moving right along. The last couple of years, our high schools have come up with this great plan of having our kids take tests before they're eligible to graduate out of high school. Well, really, it's not just high school anymore. Most of the states start at third grade. Well, there's a school district in Houston, Texas. Okay, now they're complaining with a business. Now, what a business got to do with education, I have no idea. But anyway, they complain that the students are passing the new STAR test too easily. Now, Texas has this thing called a TAS test. It was realized that wasn't working too well. So now they're coming up with a test that's supposed to replace it, and they say it's too easy. Well, here's a suggestion. Why don't you just eliminate the dang old test altogether and just start teaching our children the way they're supposed to be taught? Stop depending on some test that's biased and limits the effectiveness of our teachers teaching our children. No, get away from that nonsense. It makes no sense. Let our teachers get back to teaching, educating our children the way they're supposed to be. God dang it. Half the educators and these so-called people that's coming up with it, they can't pass the test. They dang yourself, but they want to make sure our children have a hard time passing them. What in the world is really going on? What's going on? Why are we even going through this, y'all? A TAS test, a STAR test. There's a lot of states out there right now, they're applying for vouchers so they can stop having to do that nonsense. And I would applaud them for that because we shouldn't have to be bothered with doing that. Our teachers have enough problems. What I have to worry about stopping teaching normal, regular stuff that our kids really do need to teach what's on a test because some bureaucrat thinks that's the way it should go. Come on, no kid left behind. Well, believe it or not, you're even more behind now than you did before. Hey, get off of that. That's not what education is supposed to be about. No, is that enough? When the nation gets in trouble, first thing you idiots want to do is what? Cut education. Why? Are you that scared that we're going to get educated and pass you? Well, dang on it, that's what we should do. So whatever you come up with, that's fine and dandy. That's fine. We're going to go about it anyway. Now, do you? So to save yourself a heartache, get off that dang on test. And I'm Ratner Raven, and today is Fun Friday. That's right. It's Fun Friday, and we're getting it on today, y'all. We're getting it on. And, I just talked about them young men down there, trying to get into AKAs. And that really bothers me. We have enough problems with our young black men, being in prison. The other part of this, most of them, a lot of them now, they homosexual. They want to be this and that. So now since you feel that way, you want to go and bother the AKAs. Yes, I got a problem with that, a big problem with that. No, AKAs, you know, they are very, very intelligent women. Now, they got enough drama going on without y'all being involved in it. You know, and some of y'all, it's a video out there. You should check this video out. I mean, because it's really degrading to men, to African Americans, period. You know, the way they're acting. Now, why? Why are you doing this? Well, why? That's not what you're supposed to be doing, people. You go to college to get an education. If you want to join a fraternity, join a fraternity. You're men. You don't belong in a sorority. So you go ahead and waste your money. I'm sure any judge is going to kick it out anyway because it's going to say it's stupid. Your boy, Damon. Y'all probably the same ones that be going to Walmart stealing all the dang on time. That's why I got to pay so much high prices for the stuff I get out of Walmart. Y'all better quit stealing from Walmart. Once again, they dial in. To talk today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, you know, I know those out there, you know, y'all got y'all Twitter accounts and y'all love doing putting everything you do on Twitter. Well, let me tell y'all about this college student down in Texas. And notice everything coming out of Texas today. Something wrong with that state, y'all. But anyway, now, this 20-year-old student that goes to Lamar University, apparently she has some outstanding traffic warrants. And it's a city in Houston, outside of Houston. Well, this knucklehead here, she decides she's going to tweet on her little Twitter account, you know, I still got warrants in Pearland, and the pigs are never going to catch me. Never. Well, guess what, y'all? The police pay attention to Twitter as well. So when she tweeted this little great little saying, guess what happened? They saw it. So no problem. They gave it to a couple of warrant officers. And guess what happened to Miss Lady? She got picked up, y'all. That's right. They went and got that behind. Now, how dumb can you be? Really? How dumb can you be? But check this out. The talking off. Not only did she have a warrant out for some tickets, but she was in trouble for impersonating her sister during another traffic stop. So guess what? So besides the $1,800 that she got to pay in fines, she got more serious charges put on her behind for not appearing in court for the traffic tickets. So now, because she was dumb enough to tweet it and didn't go to court, she's in danger of being evicted from her dormitory at Lamar University. Really? How smart can you be on that one? Really, how smart can you be? That's just downright dumb. It's just dumb. Man, Jimmy Fox said in one of his movies, that's just plumb dumb. Plumb dumb. You know, why you want to do stuff like that? I'm telling you, y'all, they're putting all your business out on Facebook and Twitter, and I don't even know they got MySpace. It's about MySpace or whatever these other little social networks are. Like they say, be careful what you're doing, y'all, because you never know who's listening and looking. No, but you Billy Bad, you wanna go ahead and brag about everything. Well, you go ahead and brag. Go ahead. It's all right. It'll go catch up with you eventually. That's true. Now, there's another thing I wanna talk about. Stop stealing out of Walmart, please. Why y'all stealing out of Walmart? Why y'all stealing out of anything? You know, if you're too lazy to go out there and work for it, you don't need it. Y'all bang it up every time out. We looking at news, you done stole something, you done went and tried to rob somebody. You know, and then you get on TV on cops, and you look like you're crazy. You're talking about, I ain't do it. I was running because I was scared. Well, if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't have to run or be scared about anything. Stop stealing. Stop robbing people. People work hard for this stuff. You know, then you do. You want to go up and take their stuff because that's what you think you should do, or because you're just too freaking lazy to get out and get a job. Stop stealing. And y'all know, a couple of months ago, I was talking about my dang on free cable, right? I still ain't got my free cable yet, y'all. I want for free cable. Somebody need to call the president and tell him I need free cable. No, everybody else getting something free. Why can't I get free cable? No, yeah, just go and stop for a minute and yell out your window, your car, or your the front door and say, hey, Ed needs a free cable. That's right, because I want me some cable. And you know what? I'm going to go back to something I talked about earlier in another show. And I'm going to keep talking about it until I see some goddamn progress. Stop going out in public with these rags on. Or these, if you weigh 250 pounds, ladies, don't come out here with no mini skirt on or no little tight dress on with half your stomach hanging out the front of it. That is not cute. That's not cute at all. It's nasty. It's nasty. And men, if that's your lady, you're just a nasty they are because you're letting them walk out the house like that. Yeah, I'm saying. I'll put it out there. If you let them walk out the house, you might want to go and give them some bath salt. Or give somebody, you know, some so they're going to eat them because they show a lot of meat. Nasty meat, too. Yeah, it's Fun Friday, y'all. We having some fun. I know I am. Want to talk to me? Call in 347-838-8622 or email me at fbstalk@gmail.com. You know, what is going on in the world today, y'all? What really is? You got little boys, gay boys coming out, they want to be AKAs. You know, got people coming out, they eat meat, they want to eat your face off, and they're going to eat you up. You know, dummies sweeting, you know, they going to run, the law ain't never going to catch them. What is really going on? What's really going on? Now, we have some problems with Ricardo right now. We really do. We really do. How can we fix that? Then you got these knuckleheads running around. They 55, 60 years old. They running around with brains in their head. Brains. Men. Gray braids at that. Your hair is gray. Why you walk around with braids in it? Or better yet, you got braids and then you got a do-rag or one of them little stocking caps on it. Why? What is the purpose? Really? But you think you out there, you looking sharp. You know, and then it got so bad, you wearing that kind of mess to church now. Really? Is there any respect for anything anymore? Really? Mamas, stop putting your babies in these dang old dreads. Babies 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, and they walk around with a head full of dreads. Why? Because you too lazy to get out there and comb their hair? Well, fine. Find somebody else to do it. But stop putting these babies in these dreads. Messing up their hair before they even get started. They know what to do with their own head. But you're not trying to take your behind up to a beauty salon every other week to get your head did. No, stop doing that to your children. Stop doing that to your children. That's not cute at all. At all. Now, I know it's summertime out there, y'all. It's summertime. You know, sometimes, we have to, you know, wear stuff that's cool. But wearing shorts up your booty is not cute. Men and women, I'm putting them both on because some of them out there doing men that, yeah, I'm doing it too. Stop, that's not cute. Your dang on thighs rubbing so hard together, you about to start a fire because your shorts so dang on short. All up in the cracks. Stop doing that. That's nasty. Downright nasty. I know I'm probably making some of y'all mad today. That's fine. That's why it's Fun Friday. So I get some things off my chest. That's right. I'm talking about you. Because the day is the day. That's right. And stop stealing from Walmart, please. Go steal from Target or somebody. Leave Walmart alone. Now, I like Walmart. Hey, I don't like me paying all the prices because you done went in there and stole some stuff. Now, they got to make it up by raising some prices. Stop stealing. My goodness. Is it really, really worth that? I don't think it is. I'm sure some of y'all do. Stop stealing. Let's do the right thing. Now, let's get up, you know, let's get our children off them drugs. No, stop them from doing little crazy things. They're only doing what they see you doing. That's all they're doing, doing what they see you doing. So if you stop it, they'll stop it. No, get up early enough on Sunday morning, take them braids out your hair, and comb your hair out so you go to church looking like somebody decent. It's not hard. It's not hard. Today is Fun Friday. I'm letting it loose. And for them little boys up there in Texas, you're not AKAs. You're not. You're boys, Damon. You're boys. Remember that. God dang it. Well, y'all know what? I done had so much fun. I'm through talking now. I'm through talking. So guess what? Y'all go ahead and have yourself a great weekend. And I'll see you Monday when I'm telling you how them Celtics moving on to the NBA Finals. But love somebody, have fun this weekend. If it's sunshine, get out there and enjoy it. Just don't wear on nothing nasty, please. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Today has been Fun Friday. But guess what, y'all? Join me Monday. I got a great show planned for you. When our topic is going to be church folk. Who are you really serving? That's all I got to say, y'all. I'm out of here. See ya.